Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray, God, that you just be with the ministry today, God. Be with the girls that come and speak with us, Lord. Just love what they say, Lord. Just change their lives so we can go out and impact the world for you, God. In your name we pray. Amen.
Okay, summer break's coming up, and we get to, like, take a break and go on vacations and stuff. But God doesn't take a vacation from us, and Psalms 121 says, I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. And then verses 5 through 8 say, the Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. And to me, it's saying that, like, the Lord watches us over our whole life, not just during the school year or something, and not just when he wants to. And then Hebrews 13:5 says, do not love money. Be satisfied with that, with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. And Hebrews 91:3-16, for he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faith promises you, promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that walks, or that stalks in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. And then verses 9 through 12 say, if you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no one will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold up you with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. And Psalm 94:14 says, the Lord will not reject his people. He will not abandon his special possession. So, like, this summer when we're, like, on vacations and relaxing, we need to do kind of like what Becca said last week, to, like, just take 15 minutes to do, like, a devotion or pray or something to keep your mind on God.
Okay. All that summer offers us is really good, you know, vacation and everything. But sometimes when vacation does roll around, we tend to think that our relationship with Christ is out. And so the Bible says the first and greatest commandment is, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And then Mark chapter 12, verses 29 through 30 says basically the same thing. Jesus answered him, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. Okay, so last Sunday I went to my grandparents' house, and my parents were out of town, and we went to church with them. And my grandma teaches my Sunday school class there, and she was teaching about this exact same thing that we were teaching about this today. So that kind of helped me know what to be, like, going towards, like, lead me on the way that I needed to go with teaching. So she said that God is always there waiting for you, even when you stray off the path that he's planned for you. And instead of easing up on your time and spending less time with God, we should make it our goal to spend more time seeking him. In the Bible, God promises us so much in return of giving him our heart to live in. In Isaiah 40:31, the Bible says that those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar like on the wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not be faint. The Lord, seeking the Lord more and more means that this is what is in store for you. I read a story that had absolutely everything to do with what we're teaching on today. It's called Paraclete. I read this experience of a man who underwent open heart surgery. And he said, the day before surgery, an attractive nurse came into my room to visit. She took hold of my hand and told me to feel it and hold it. I thought that was a great idea. Now, she said, during the surgery tomorrow, you will be disconnected from your heart and you will be kept alive only by virtue of certain machines. And when your heart is finally restored and the operation is over and you are recovering, you will eventually awaken in a special recovery room. But you will be immobile for as long as 6 hours. You may be unable to move, speak, or even open your eyes, but you will be perfectly conscious and you will hear and you will know everything that is going on around you. During those 6 hours, I will be right at your side and I will hold your hand exactly as I am doing now. I will stay with you until you are fully recovered. Although you may feel absolutely helpless, when you feel my hand, you will know that I will not leave you. It happened exactly as the nurse told me. I awoke and I could do nothing, but I could feel the nurse's hand in mine, hand for hours, and that made a difference. Jesus' favorite word for his promised presence in the Holy Spirit is paraclete, or the one called alongside. Engrave the words of Jesus in your mind until they will be such a part of you that during your lowest depression, which we all go through at some point of time, you will know, regardless of how you feel, that he is with you. If you have happened to take your vacation from God early, know that it's not too late to enroll with him now.
Well, Tristan and Alex, so that you now know, and you know that you're finished, we're recording you to put on the podcast. So, that is if I have your permission. I have nothing to add to them. I don't think there's anything you can add to that. We need to, as they said, be aware, basically, that Jesus is with us always. He said that. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you, even to the end of the world. But we do often forget that. And he may not take vacation from us, but like they said, we have a tendency to take one from him. Let's pray. Father, help us to remember you. Help us to be aware of your moment-by-moment love for us and by your second-by-second that you're with us. Thank you for Tristan. Thank you for Alex. Thank you for speaking through them to us. And Father, I just ask that you let the seed that was sown by them take root in our heart and grow, and that we can harvest it throughout our lives, throughout this summer, especially in Jesus' name. Amen.